Raquel Sirota has come a long way from her humble upbringing in Johannesburg's Tembisa Township. She now works as an engineer at a top company. She was one of 11,000 South African high school girls who have gone through the UNICEF-supported TechnoGirls program, which started in 2005. Now 24, she says it changed her life.
My life has literally never been the same again. So before the program, I wanted to be a doctor, and today I'm an engineer through that program. So I think a lot of what I took from the program was how it exposed me to the world of engineering, you know. So I think for the longest time, I never knew of how broad that world was and, you know, that I could have a place within that world, most importantly.
The program selects bright high school girls from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, gives them exposure to professions in science, technology, engineering, and math, pairs them with mentors, and follows them through their university studies. The program's founder says this is about much more than creating a new crop of workers. This, she says, is about changing the world and who runs it.
It is more an instrument or a program which is contributing towards gender equality. So rather than just running advocacy programs, let's come with something which can change the circumstances, can be a purposeful, targeted intervention of contributing towards gender equality.
For high school students Gugula Tuzungu and Queen Makaile, the obstacles are more than just lack of opportunity. Both are physically challenged and were chosen to participate in the program this year for their high grades in math and science. Zungu says the program led her to identify her dream career, forensics, but also to expand her horizons.
I like investigating and solving mysteries, and it actually makes me believe that indeed nothing is impossible. You just have to think out of the box.
For these techno girls, nothing, they say, will stand in their way. Anita Paul, VOA News, Johannesburg.